Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday morning. Your host, Ray I. In this segment, we're going to go back in time. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary, 20 years on the air with Eye on the Outdoors, Ray I Radio. This is not that long ago, but it's amazing how quick time slips away. 2011. We did an interview in January 2011 on 1-15-11, and this was one of our longest interviews ever we ran on our show. It was like over 18, 19 minutes in length. Because we were going into great detail to talk about Chasing Spring, the launching of Chasing Spring, a combined effort between myself and Outdoor Life magazine, Outdoor Life website, with my great friend and editor I've hunted with many years, Jerry Bethge. It's a great interview. We talk about the changes in today from just the magazine format into this electronic format, as we've talked about before, and I found it really interesting. And also, I'm going to go ahead and play a little part of the intro from back then, how the show started and what's on the show. And then we'll get into Jerry's interview. And then we're also going to go into the next segment and come back and continue Jerry's interview because of the length involved here. But listen to the conversation about Outdoor Life magazine, the website, and the combined effort of pulling off this Chasing Spring. Also, on future shows, we'll be bringing back some old shows, as I mentioned in the first segment. Some of those are on cassette tape that I'm having converted. And then, of course, we have some CDs, and now we have the audio files. But we're going to probably try to go back and grab some shows from, like, 2001, 2002. So it's always interesting to go back and listen to some of these. Well, let's get started. Listen to this intro. It's a little different than what we're using now, of course. 2011, we come into the show and we talk about what's on the show, and then we're going to go right into Jerry Bethge's interview, Outdoor Life editor, my great friend Jerry Bethge. So here we go.
Welcome to Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio program. An hour of the latest outdoor news, in-the-field reporting, interviews, new product reviews, and information for hunters, shooters, fishermen, and conservationists. Plus, we have a whole lot of fun.
Time to make the donut. The donut.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut. Time to make the coffee.
Wake up!
That's better.
Good morning, folks.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Eye on the Outdoors. This is your host, Ray I. Joining me this morning is the Peanut, the Vogler Vogler across the way, and the Studman Stedman behind the glass on yet another beautiful Saturday morning. A lot of brush carp on the road on the way in this morning. Got a great show lineup for you on this, what is this, January the 15th already, 2011. Wow. Got the big SHOT Show coming up. Everyone's preparing to go out to the SHOT Show, the Shooting Hunting Outdoor Trade Show out in Las Vegas. That's where it happens for all you hunters for this next year and shooters. All the new stuff will be out there. The Remington Arms, Winchester Ammunition, all the gun companies, ammunition companies, camouflage companies, call companies, you name a company, place is huge. I know Outdoor Guide Magazine's preparing for their trip out there for their little sales deal, and
This is where things are happening. This is when you see new products and stuff. We're going to bring that information to you after the SHOT Show this next week. They've got the SHOT Show during the week now instead of taking up a weekend because it's so difficult. Anyway, I was going to tell you about our show this morning. First of all, we're going to go out in the first or second segment of the show and visit with the editor from Outdoor Life magazine, my good buddy Gerald Bethge. Jerry's going to talk about the launch of Chasing Spring on the Outdoor Life website. Pretty cool. Then we're going to visit with Dave Narva with KHFAC, this Kids Hunting for a Cure for St. Jude Children's Hospital. We've had Dave on the show in the past, and I've participated in their events, and great guy. And he's up for an award, Outdoor Life's 25. It's pretty cool. We'll let him talk about that. But he's going to Vegas. Dave actually called me during the week and said, "Hey, look, I'm just an old country boy from Tennessee. What am I supposed to do, and how am I supposed to act out there?" It's pretty cool. "What am I supposed to wear?" And I said, "Man, you're going to see a whole new world when you get to Las Vegas from a boy from Tennessee. Should be interesting." What do you got for me?
One of the things is please go to the Outdoor Life website. Look on the hunting section. Go down to Chasing Spring. The link is up.
It was up last night.
If you want to get amazed, if you're in the outdoors and you like turkey, watch this. If it doesn't get your blood moving, something's different. Something's wrong.
Part of that was just part of the intro we were running in 2011, and now we're going to come back from commercial and go right into Jerry's interview. Here we go.
Welcome back. Eye on the Outdoors on a beautiful Saturday morning. Here we are in the middle of January already getting ready to go to the SHOT Show out in Las Vegas. If you're just joining us, can't talk this morning, Vogler-Vogler.
Oh, you've caught the Vogler-Vogler disease.
Caught the Vogler-Vogler disease. We got that's the Vogler-Vogler across the way, and Matt, the Stedman, the one and only behind the glass, running the controls, and of course, Peanuts up on the counter, just took the ball over to the Vogler-Vogler. We're having a wonderful Saturday morning. Wow. Guess what we got up next?
Somebody very cool that's from Outdoor Life magazine.
Did
you see you've already got two questions? It went up last night, and you've already got two questions.
Well, don't take the thunder away from the man now. We've got to talk about this.
I'm sorry.
Let's run out and grab my good friend, editor from Outdoor Life magazine, Mr. Gerald Bethge. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, guys. How you doing this morning?
Great. Glad you could join us.
You said it's a beautiful morning. What's the temperature in Missouri?
Oh, it's like 40.
It's like zero here.
Well, of course. You're up in the deep freeze.
Good point. How are you guys?
We're pretty good. I played Dodge the Deer on the way in. Man, the whitetail were up moving this morning.
Ours are buried in 20 inches of snow. So.
Yeah, that makes it a little tough, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, exciting things going on at Outdoor Life magazine, and of course the Outdoor Life website's been kind of your baby. You've been working with that for a while, and why don't you just take us from the top and tell us what's going on with you, and then we'll get into Chasing Spring.
The website, we relaunched the website a couple of years ago. I think I was on the show, I guess it was 2 years ago when we first talked about the relaunch of the website, and things have been growing in leaps and bounds, and traffic on the website's been tremendous, and we're all real excited about it. We're all real excited about SHOT Show, where we get to tell everybody about Chasing Spring, which is where we've partnered with you, and on the website, it's got its own landing page and its own channel, and it'll be all Ray I all the time.
Ray I all the time. My wife will love that.
Well, she gets lonely when you're on your trips this spring. She can just go to the website and look at pictures of you.
Yeah, fat chance of that.
Quite as lonely.
Yeah. Why don't you give out that website address so some of them listening can pull it up?
Yeah, it's outdoorlife.com/chasingspring.
Cool.
And here's what we'll be doing. Here's what gave me the idea for it. Frankly, you, in the springtime, send out emails and newsletter blasts and things like that to all your friends to tell us what you've been doing, where you're hunting, and you send photos and video and blogs on conditions and what turkeys are doing, when they're gobbling, how hard they're gobbling, what they're answering, that sort of thing. And I just felt as if Outdoor Life readers would benefit greatly from it. So that's the plan going forward. I guess your hunt's probably start in Florida in February or early March. And we'll be following you all the way through and hunting with you. And we will have new content up just about every day of spring season.
Yeah, this is so cool. We're going to send in photos. We're going to send in video and a blog. And I'm going to answer questions. I'm going to tell you where we're hunting, what we're doing, and how it's working or if it isn't working because it is hunting. And also, additionally to the hunting stuff, to prelude the hunting, when I go to the seminars, I have Chasing Spring seminars all over the country at a lot of the great shows. And I'll be sending in information about those as we build up to get into the time from teaching and sharing about hunting, turkey hunting, and get into the actual hunts.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's not just going to be, here's what we shot on this trip. It's going to be a real great opportunity for everyone to learn. And videos that we're planning to put up that you've already shot for us are on, calling videos and set the videos I'm setting up and all that sort of stuff. And it's a great learning opportunity. And, we're really looking forward to it. It's, like I said, it's up already. It's picking up ahead of steam, and it's can't wait to get the SHOT Show to talk to everybody at SHOT Show about it.
Pretty cool. I wanted to tell our listeners that the tip segments that you'll find on OutdoorLife.com Chasing Spring are pretty much my Chasing Spring seminar segments that I've added voiceover to.
All right, we're going to pause that interview right here on this Saturday morning, February 23, 2019. And we're going to come back on the other side and continue our interview with Mr. Jerry Betsy, Outdoor Life Magazine. We're talking about Chasing Spring Magazine versus electronic media. So we'll continue on the other side, and we'll see you on the other side. I should be.